Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today for podcast number 96. And we welcome back Jim Oakes, who has promised us, former Pertin's people, a little music in the background. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Wow. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Okay, well, so we do have a CD player that is connected to a
speaker. To Barbara Streisand.
Very good, thank you.
Look at that speaker, huh?
Yeah.
That is invaluable. That's a good sounding speaker.
Yeah. Jim Oakes, former Pertin's person, the voice of White Fang on the show.
I bought this for my daughter.
Casey Kasem on the show. And a CD player?
A CD player with FM, AM, TV, and weather channel.
Get out of town.
And all run by two AA batteries.
Really? Seriously? Do they make them anymore? I'd like to buy me one.
You can buy this one.
If the price is right.
eBay Oaks.
Exactly. I doubt if the price will be right. Because when I saw this today,
yeah.
I like to collect old radios, and this is a classic old radio right here.
Yeah.
I got some transistors.
Uh-huh.
I bought an Emerson at a garage sale a couple years ago.
Yeah.
To replace the battery,
yeah.
You got to pull the back off with a screw.
Yeah.
And then you got to move some of the electronics, kind of like early.
It sounds like a surgeon operating, moving the liver over here and get to the pancreas.
Just to replace the damn battery.
Wow.
And I can't imagine that people kept these radios for very long. They're down at the beach. I got to put the new batteries in.
Yeah,
and
sure.
They're pulling all the plastic. And
well, that's all they were, though. That's all they were. I mean, they had to keep up to hand.
My first transistor radio, it was a Toshiba 9 transistor.
It had to be Japanese. Absolutely.
Oh, it was an excellent radio.
Well, I remember.
It was either Sony or Toshiba or.
Sure.
I don't know who
Panasonic.
Else from Japan was coming. This was in, about 61 or.
Okay.
I don't remember seeing Panasonic. They may have been there, but I know.
They did come in later, you're right. But I remember my first time at WKNR, Keener. I did a lot of stuff on Keener 13 about I'd give away a cheap Japanese transistor radio. That was always the second prize on my show.
Yes.
I would always say that, and I never sent it out because I was making it up.
Remember the thing that Phil Hartman did on SNL?
I don't know.
Would not be allowed to air today.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it was during his lifetime that it was.
Mm-hmm.
He did a commercial for Sony, a fake commercial.
Okay.
For Sony. And they were talking about their small electronics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they showed all the Japanese people sitting working with these tiny screwdrivers.
Okay.
And the whole point of the commercial was, Sony, they're great because Japanese people are so damn small. And it was just the point was that
they
could lean in and, you know, see
That's
all this tiny stuff. And I thought about it the other day for I don't know what reason, but I thought, my God, you couldn't say that now.
You know, it must pay to be small.
Funny stuff about them.
It must pay to be small because they have the highest life expectancy of any of the industrialized nations in the world. I believe their life expectancy on average is 85. You know what ours is? 78.
And
Do you know what somebody said?
Higher for us women.
What's that?
It's higher for us women.
Yeah, usually it's about 2 years higher for women. Usually, what's that?
How old are you going to be?
Who, me? I'm going to be 42.
No, when you die.
How old am I going to be when I die?
Were you just talking about that?
Not that I know of.
How's the hearing going there?
Yeah, really, seriously.
Weren't you just talking about life expectancies?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Well, that means you die at the end of that, right?
You die. Normally, you die at the end
of your life. Expectancy.
Yeah, but
what's the number you threw out?
85 for Japanese.
85 for Japanese.
Yeah.
What about for
Americans?
We call them Americans.
78.
Oh.
78.
For men. And about 81.
Yeah,
I just
81
read the other
for women.
Day,
so it's a 2 or 3 year difference. That's
so
right.
So we have that 3 years to just go out and buy shoes and party down.
And do you know what it is, as I understand, for Russian men? This was stated on TV the other night. I can't think who said it.
91.
For Russian men, 91 is their age, average age?
I'm just guessing.
Okay. Would you believe 59?
Is that right?
59.
And I bet I know why.
Why?
They smoke too many cigarettes.
They drink and smoke.
Vodka. Right.
Yeah, a lot of vodka and a lot of tobacco.
Speaking of vodka, didn't you promise me if I came over here that you...
A fine glass of water.
Oh, yeah,
that's
you're drinking.
Did.
Yeah.
Is that a specimen jar?
Mm. It looks like it.
Yes,
that's
it does.
Great. This is one of my favorite jars.
You had milk in there when you were a kid.
And this, I might have, I don't know, this comes from Buffalo, mm-hmm. or actually Kenmore, my hometown, near Buffalo, and Deco's restaurant, D-E-C-O, where... The guys used to hang out. We always hung on it. It was a hamburger joint.
They have a jukebox?
They had a jukebox. Yes, they did. I still remember Bill Duffy. Bill, this really good-looking guy in an upper class. I was like a sophomore. He would have been a senior. And, man, I mean, he was a good-looking guy, athlete, the whole shot. You know, wow, what a guy. And I remember being in there with one of my buddies, and we're sitting at one of the tables having, I'm sure, a hamburger and, you know, a Coke or whatever. And here's Bill.
About Gail.
Bill goes over. No, didn't know Gail. I don't think that. But anyway, Bill goes over to the jukebox. I didn't know Bill.
Right.
But he walks over to the jukebox, and he puts a nickel, dime, whatever it was at the time, in the thing. And he listens to K-Star's Wheel. What was it called? Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune, something like that. And he liked it so much, he then put another nickel or dime.
She did the Rock and Roll Waltz, too.
That's right. Yeah. Those were two hits. But anyway,
he's down on his rock.
Yeah, I heard that on the Oldies Channel and Sirius XM the other day. But anyway, he knelt down by the speaker and listened, and I'm looking at him saying, man, he's the coolest. He is the coolest of the cool.
Honest to God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Were those 78s in those jukeboxes? Don't say yes.
No. They were probably 45s. They were 45s.
There was a jukebox I used to encounter in our burger joint.
Mm-hmm.
And we just put a song on, and if you go up to the jukebox,
it was
on kind of like, you know, some suspension.
Yeah.
But if you jiggled it just the right way, you could get the song to jiggle without skipping. So it sounded so cool.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I had that jukebox back.
Hang on one second.
And I was probably sitting there smoking a cigarette with my buddy, too, at the time, you know?
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Herbert Terrington.
What is this now?
This is K-Star and Wheel of Fortune.
That's the song. This was huge. Number one in the country.
Right.
You're eating your burger.
I think that's a re-recording, Jackie.
No, that's her.
I don't think so.
No.
That's her.
Re-recording by her.
Can we hear a little bit more of that?
Although it does sound original.
It sounds original as anything.
No, it is original. Believe me. It's too far from the mic, Jack. Just if you hold it up so you can hear it. Yeah. Well,
let me tell you something about re-recordings.
Yeah.
The artist will go back into the studio. If they didn't record it back in those days, there wasn't a lot of stereo. There's a lot of mono out there.
Yeah.
So the songs were recorded in mono, released in mono, and then the late 50s, early 60s, a lot of artists were called back into the studio to get the same arrangements, same backup vocals if they could, to re-record the song
in stereo. Yeah,
and
sure.
That's what I think that particular version is, because I'm pretty well versed in listening to these old songs too, and saying that's the original, that isn't.
Yeah, gotcha.
Well, when you listen, which is awesome, I don't know if you ever did this in your car, but to the Mamas and the Papas, like California Dreamin'.
Yeah.
You know the balance thing in your car where you can have more left or right, front
or
whatever.
Stereo.
Okay, and so if you turned it to the right. You would hear
this track,
the background vocals.
Sure,
and same with the Beatles songs.
Right,
and
I
love that. Because it means they did it like in one take. Everybody was just on their own track.
No, that doesn't mean that at all.
All right. Let me live in my dream world.
And Jim, let me ask you a question, because you are good with songs and you know all this stuff. But I didn't know till recently that when like the Beach Boys recorded a song, it wasn't necessarily just the Beach Boys. They would bring in these guys. Called there was a name.
The Wrecking Crew.
The Wrecking Crew. Yeah, and bring these
Glenn
guys.
Campbell was in that.
Right. And they were on a lot of different songs.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
Different groups.
Sure.
And
the Beach Boys.
Same guys playing all
very
this
little of them. And the same thing happened with the Monkees. Obviously, they had studio musicians.
Yeah.
For the first three albums, I think none of the Monkees played.
Is that right?
And
Davy Jones didn't.
And they came
play.
Out and said, "Listen, we want to legitimize our supremacy in the pop field here. We're going to record with our own instruments." And they did a fine job, I think.
Well, they had to do that before they went on tour, right? Whether they were the real guys on stage.
To a point, they did. But they also had bigger bands. If you go see a band now that consisted of four people 35 years ago, today you'll see that band maybe, but all the work is being done by the band behind them.
So
you'll have another drummer. You'll have another keyboard guy that does. And
so they're playing against a tape. Is that basically what you're saying?
No, I don't know if they're doing that. I don't think they're doing a lot of lip syncing or anything. But it's the support makes it sound like, oh man, that's just like the original, and it's nowhere near the original. And no, they didn't play that. The Beach Boys, they did play instruments.
Yeah,
they were more a four freshman type of group, though.
Yeah, right.
That's what they were grooming themselves to be. But Dennis Wilson did play drums.
He did. I see.
Brian Wilson could write a song, could play piano.
Yeah.
And Carl Wilson, I think he could play guitar as well.
Mm-hmm. And my buddy Roger Christian wrote some of those songs with Brian Wilson. Mm-hmm. I think 409, Surfer Girl, In My Room, Little Old Lady from Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wasn't the Beach Boys, but still.
No, that was the Jan and Dean, right? Yeah. And and Roger, I think I looked him up recently because I knew he had died, but he died early. He was like 57 or something, and it said, anyway, it was too bad. Yeah, but he was a buddy of mine from Buffalo, my very first radio job there, WWOL and WWOL-FM. Buffalo, 11, happy 1120.
Bing, bing, bing.
Imagine that. That was a happy 1120 WWOL and WWOL.
Would you prefer to work for a network at that time, or did you like working? You probably worked for both.
Work for a network? Oh, you mean a network-owned station? A
network of, like, big affiliate rather than just a small
town. Oh, no. This was a top,
station.
40 station.
I mean back in the olden days.
I was a kid, and I wanted to work in top 40. And once I got into
top
40. There
was top 40 then?
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah.
Because it was in the 40s.
Well, they were, no, it wasn't, no. Oh, no, it wasn't in the 40s, it was in the 50s.
Okay.
And, no, when I, that was, you know, there was WBNY in Buffalo. I think they were the first of the top 40 stations. And then there was WKBW, which became very famous because they were a big 50,000-watt station.
But were they locally owned or owned?
They were owned by a guy named Clint Churchill. Yeah, and he was a minister, and he took down, this is a true story, he took down his tabernacle, in other words, his church. He destroyed his church to put up Channel 7 in Buffalo, WKBW-TV, which is still there.
Yeah.
In fact, my good friend Keith Radford
CKLW. Keith Radford, CKLW.
Right. Keith was my newsman in the morning at CK. He's the main anchor in, he's the Bill Bonds of Buffalo.
Yeah.
He's great, great guy. I love Keith.
Did he wear slippers?
Guy.
Am I
he's
wrong?
He's a crazy man. That's what I loved about him. He was bizarre. What's that?
I remember him wearing slippers.
No, no.
Was that
that
a one-time?
That was Dennis Rowley, my engineer.
Oh, okay.
Who only wore slippers and... Dennis was different.
Okay.
And
yep.
You know, you're lucky you had an engineer, though.
Yeah, right. Those were the days. You're right.
Because that's what radio did.
It did, but also when I went to CKLW, I couldn't run the board because I was an American. The Canadian government said you had to have
So you knew how to run the board. You just did.
Yeah,
just
and
didn't
I'd always run the board at every station I ever worked at. I'd run the board, except my very first station in Syracuse. While I was going to school at Syracuse at WAER, I worked at WOLF Wolf, 250 watts, 1490 in the dial. Well, they had engineers, and you couldn't run the board. So you'd sit in this little 250 watt pop. You know,
right.
Buster, whatever the word
what
is.
What a but luxury then, you had.
Oh, what a luxury you had. And it never surfaced again. That's where I introduced Henry Henyo Lazarski as Henry Yo-Yo Lazarski and the polka show on a Sunday morning at 8:30. And I couldn't get that yo-yo part. You know, I couldn't get the Henyo part.
And it's there was no yo-yo
time
Ma
now
then.
For Henry Yo-Yo, Henyo Lazarski. He would. You know, he turned red.
How come they weren't doing religious shows at that time of day?
Not on that station.
Really?
They probably did earlier. Maybe it was 8:30 in the morning for the polka show, so maybe they did it at 6 a.m. I don't know.
You know what I do now?
What?
This is, people always say, do you miss being on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
And I always go, I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's enough distance or
Jackie,
whatever.
I do, too.
I really,
you know, it's
you
funny,
do?
But I just don't.
Well, God bless you.
I
wouldn't
don't.
Either. You did it for 40 years.
Yeah,
you
more
know,
than
45.
40. More than 45
yeah.
even.
But I didn't get out quite enough of what I wanted to say.
That's why we're here,
that's important.
Jim.
I like that. Let me write that down. I'll use that next time for myself.
It's my epitaph.
But I do this all the time at home. I know I'm strange. I know, I mean, I'm a little off compared to...
Well, we've
mothers.
Known that in the family for years.
Yeah, but I have my old iPhone that has all my iTunes music live, you know, it syncs it up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I play songs for Charlie while now he's annoyed because he's 12. It's no longer fun, but I still do
it.
Oh,
he's a man now.
And
That's what do you like?
I like everything. From Frank Sinatra to Matchbox 20 to what I don't like this new Happenstance or tub thumping or dance. There's some dancing.
You mean twerking?
No.
Oh, that's a dance.
Charlie can
you and I twerked at that Channel 7 reunion a while back.
I don't
we?
Think so. You may have. I didn't.
Oh, no. I remember you distinctly.
Oh, you
I,
do.
I got a photo booth picture of it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It's called dubstepping. Is the new dance craze or music craze? Or whatever. But anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, the point is, I stand in front of my fireplace where I have my little old phone, you know, connected to my speaker, and I will say, and I fade down the songs. I play the songs and I act it out with my mag flashlight. I stand there and I did do like a video of the song. Mm-hmm. And again, Charlie used to laugh, and now he's not fun anymore. He's 12.
Well, he's 12.
He's a teenager, and now I'm not cool, but I don't care. Yeah. So as I fade the songs down, and I take my mag light and I go, well, that was Adele with you on WJBPCFLFM. That's my initials and Charlie's initials and FM or whatever.
Okay.
And then he looks at me and then I give the weather and then I make up some traffic or whatever.
Gotcha.
And then I go, and now coming up next, and I'm working with my hand. I got another song ready and I fade it up.
Right.
I play radio.
You know what? That's cool.
I know.
Give it up with Charlie, though.
I know.
With him.
Well, he's 12, though. You know, and I remember that was the year I discovered girls. Are you a 13 or 15 year old?
Yes.
I know you do. Yeah, I know you do.
Oh. My daughter's going to her
she's
second
15.
Homecoming dance.
Okay, so, yeah.
I don't know. Or she did.
You know, she's 15?
She is.
You know, does she have a boyfriend or close to or nothing like that?
She's not. She says that she's really not interested. They're, a lot of them are kind of dorky. And
Well, boys.
And they're not,
you know, boys
she's
are.
Not
awkward.
She's not awkward at all.
No, boys
no,
are.
Boys
are
age.
Awkward. Very awkward.
Yeah, I don't think that's a reason, though. I think she just she's just not interested. She's,
well, it's good. She should she shouldn't be at that age. In
she's
my
a
opinion,
heck of a
that's
girl.
Too early. That's too. I'm glad
that's
to hear.
Lily
that.
Lily is her name.
Yeah,
boys.
Lily. I know Lily. Sure.
Give us a call. I know you're skewed to the younger kids. You know this podcast.
Yeah.
Of,
oh yeah.
A lot
this
of younger
podcast.
Kids.
Oh yeah. A lot of younger,
lot of younger
people,
kids
really.
Are tuning in.
Oh, absolutely, they do. That's why I talk
if
about Turner
go
Classic
after
movies
my daughter, you young kids,
yeah, right.
I'm going to come after you.
You got to say whippersnappers, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Dirty old men.
That's right. Hey, listen, you did say you were going to give us some... see, Jim thinks he's not a very good conversationalist.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
And I find
I
it hard to believe, Jim.
Here.
And so Jim found something on the internet, apparently, which is always dangerous. But these are, what, 10 reasons why you're not? Is that the idea?
Well, the article was called...
Yeah,
I had it up here.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the. Now I'm not gonna bring those up.
Okay. okay.
10 reasons. 10 ways life passion is like good sex. No, that's not it. 100. How to improve
you
concentration.
You could read that one.
New report for 95% of Americans.
I can just fill in while you're looking for something there.
There's
yeah,
a woman,
please.
A guy fondled his girlfriend at the Braves game. They got it on TV the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're,
wow.
They're showing and talking about, yeah, he went 9 innings and he struck out 5. And
yeah.
This guy's standing there. They're standing watching the game, but
he's fondling his girlfriend.
Cupping her breasts.
Oh, dear.
And feeling her up. That's funny.
Did it make it to the Jumbotron?
I don't know. Yeah. 10 most common mistakes in a conversation.
Okay.
Okay. Do you, you want to go 10 to 1?
10 to 1.
Yeah.
10 to 1. Is your body language driving them away?
I know. I've read all this stuff.
Relax. Communication is all about openness and community.
All right. So you think that you have a problem with that? Is that
no,
what
no,
you're
no.
saying?
No, I don't have a problem with all these.
Oh, okay.
I
just
have a problem with a few that probably preclude me from being a good conversation.
Gotcha.
But if you're on a date or whatever, if you have your body turned inward or your palms down or whatever, they say that you should face the person directly and put your hands open.
Mammy!
Like almost like
you mean sit at a table with your palms up?
Just casually.
Well, that's not comfortable.
I mean, just, no, it's not, but just casual
people?
While you're talking so that you're displaying yourself as an open person.
So you kind of move your hands around.
When you get divorced, you read all this crap because you don't know who
you
might have to
do.
Have a conversation with.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Next one.
Number 9, are you rude to the person you're talking to?
Yes, Jim, you are.
Well,
go ahead.
Thank you. Have you been there?
Jim definitely has that quality. Okay.
No, I don't believe I am, but
no, you. But
I turn out to be, but I don't want to be.
Okay.
Are you really listening? Now, there's something I do listen.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have a hard time figuring out where you're going with it, but
that's understandable.
You talk about awkward topics with a person you barely know. I've been known to do that. Now,
really,
you and
yeah,
Jackie,
you do that. You definitely do that.
I know you do. Yeah, but I don't think you've seen. Yeah, the one intern, I barely knew her.
Hmm.
Okay, well, we'll bring it up later.
But or maybe never.
No, I'll just say some stuff. When I met my wife Deb, she always tells this story that she was filling in or doing the news on CZY.
Yeah,
and I came in with my bike. I often rode to work from there.
Yeah,
and so. I'm wheeling my bike down the road because I down the hall because I put it in your office to store it, and I stop and look at her, and she looks at me, and I said, "Who are you?" She said, "Well, who are you?"
Good answer.
Yeah. And then you said, "I do."
No,
and
actually,
that was the beginning.
No, out here is where that fateful day happened. And it wasn't an "I do," but it was. You know,
okay, next one.
She became enamored with me.
Next one. That.
Okay, number six. Do you have the right? Do you have to be right all the time?
Wow, that's like a control freak. Huh?
I know
that's
people
a
like
dangerous
that.
Thing.
Accept the fact that everyone is entitled to their own opinions.
Right, absolutely.
You don't need to force them into agreeing with you. They
right.
choose to walk away from you instead.
You don't have that. I don't see that as your problem.
No.
In any way.
No,
Hitler
but,
did.
But Deb, my wife,
thinks. Hitler. Hitler might be a good example of that.
Yeah,
yes,
he had his
that's true.
Too. Mm-hmm. Do you hog the spotlight?
Not Albert Brooks, but Mel Brooks. You know, Hitler, a lot of people don't know this, but Hitler was a good dancer. But anyway, go ahead.
Do you hog the spotlight?
No, I don't think you do that. Again, I'm bouncing this
solution,
off Jim because
right.
that's
solution,
how he began
ask this. For your partner's opinion or... also, adult communication isn't superficial. It exists to fulfill a purpose.
Okay, I don't know about you and your wife, but I mean, I'm assuming you do a good job with that.
Oh, I don't hog the spotlight.
Okay, no. I know you. No, you don't.
Are your statements scripted?
Are
this is when I thought about you sometimes.
That my statements were
are
scripted?
Are your statements scripted? You're going to make a sale, so you memorize your company's sales script, even though your conversation partner isn't really reacting based on what you've memorized.
Well, basically,
confusion
yes,
arises.
Scripted. If you're performing, it helps to have, if
script
not
notes.
A script, a structure of where you're going and not just
bullet
do it
points.
Over totally off the cuff.
Right.
Because that just doesn't work. We would have comics occasionally.
Yeah.
And the worst of all that I remember who wouldn't give me his topics, because I said George Wallace was his name. And I said, George, what do you want to talk about? And he said, well, we'll just wing it. I said, no, you got to give me some topics here because if you don't give me your topics, I don't know where to go in this conversation.
Right.
I mean, you just talk, and I mean, I don't, you know, I want to control things. And
but you've never given me
get
those
up
to your
things.
Show.
Get up to a point where, we're going to do maybe 10 minutes here,
right.
And I want you to be funny. In fact, I even said that to him. I want you to be funny. Well, yeah, but, you know, we'll just talk and I'll be funny. Well, I didn't trust him to do that. And as a matter of fact, about a year ago, I'm watching CNN on a Sunday afternoon, and that pretty black girl was on. I can't remember her name. Whitfield? Forget her name.
Alicia?
She was on. And anyway, she has George Wallace as her guest.
Mm-hmm.
And a little segment, again, about 10, 15-minute segment, and they just sit on a couch, and they just talk. She's on one couch, he's on the other, and they just talk on the set. And he said that. Well, let's just talk. And she said, okay. Oh, we'll just talk. Well, you know what? He wasn't one bit funny. Not one bit funny in 15. I was on like the treadmill or whatever, watching this thing. So when are you going to be funny,
George?
Oh, he
was a comic, though?
George Wallace is a comic.
Yeah, he's still a comic.
Oh, yeah. He's a tall, black guy.
No, I thought
you
moved on to somebody else.
No. But he wouldn't, and he really, when I, in retrospect, really the only comic that wouldn't give me his topics.
Topics or whatever, yeah.
You have to structure things or else you ramble and you don't get to the point.
Yep.
As they said in the great movie, With Steve Martin talking
Planes,
to John Candy,
automobiles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe.
You know, next time, have a point. It makes it so
thought,
much more interesting to the listener.
Yeah, you told me that any number of times, and you know what? You put me in my place with that.
Okay, well, thank you very much. See, this is behind-the-scenes stuff in the studio,
well,
folks.
You know,
Jim tends to
I can't,
just go
I
off.
I can't deride you for quoting such a great movie, but
that is a great
you know,
movie.
Did it refer to me?
In spots,
know.
I suppose.
Well, it refers to everybody.
I got
to
tell you.
It
you
does.
Know what this is? This is like having going to the psychiatrist
it's fun, isn't it?
Right
yeah.
here
isn't
on the
Isn't it fun?
Air.
I know.
This really is.
But I'm not sure which one of us is the doctor, patient.
I don't know either. When we have Jim on the podcast, I have no idea, really, except I might jot down a couple of things I want to get to. I have no idea where we're going to go because Jim takes me in areas I didn't even know existed.
You know, I think you've loosened up in the times that I have
well,
been here.
I think so, too, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
When we began the podcasting, it to me was more of a radio show. Oh, boy, we have just so much time to do this and do that and do this. And that. Remember, we didn't have
You're still a little bit.
A little bit.
A little
but
bit
But, my God,
type
I had
a
45, 50 years, you know, right. in the radio business where things were structured.
No excuses. Right. There's no excuses.
And, again, remember, I didn't do talk radio as talk radio. I always played music.
Yep.
I never got into talk radio.
Yep.
In talk radio, I hear an awful lot of vamping, man, where you're just talking about nonsense, stupid stuff that doesn't go anywhere, doesn't do anything. And that to me was not good radio. But you know, everybody's up. What is this now?
Barbara.
So there's the music. There's the music. That's right. I'm not sure I ever played this song on the radio. You know that? And you know the song I couldn't stand by her?
What's that?
People. People who need people. Oh, I hated that song.
I hate it
from
now.
From the time I first heard it, I hated that song.
And you know what?
You didn't like People either?
No. Wow. No. Some of the most famous ones are the ones that I don't care for. Now, that one makes me crazy. I want to jump on the Staten Island Ferry and sing
my guts out. That was just from the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just from the show.
Right.
In fact, I don't even think it was in the Broadway show.
What show was that from?
Funny Girl.
Oh, okay.
I think it was written for the movie.
For the movie, probably, because she does it on a tugboat.
Oh, man,
tugboat,
that's great.
Ow.
Anyway, can we get to the next the next bad...
What were we talking about?
These are why you're a bad conversationalist.
Oh, okay, all right. So we did Do You Hog the Spotlight,
mm-hmm.
And thank you for allowing me to speak.
That's okay.
Number
okay,
three.
Can we move
are
along?
Your statements script? Oh, we talked about that. Number two, do you ask too many questions?
I don't think so. I don't hear that from you.
Sounds like a police interrogation with you asking too many questions, and your partner scrambles to answer all of them.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Solution, ask a general question, consider his answer, give feedback about his answer, and wait for him to respond.
All right.
Okay. It has to be reciprocal. That's
and this is number
about.
One now?
Number one, do you speak quickly? So maybe it wasn't in any given order, but do you speak quickly?
As
you're
opposed to
a situation with a person you just met, so it's understandable that you become nervous.
Bob and Ray did a thing years ago when they used to be on a network, and they were a comedy duo. Some of our listeners don't know that, and they were very funny. And they did a routine interviewing, like Bob interviewed Ray, I think is how it went. And Ray was a member of the other way around, I guess it was. But anyway, a member of the Slow Talkers of America.
Yeah.
And he could never complete a sentence, you know,
until
the interviewer would jump in and finish the sentence for him.
Yes.
It was very, very
funny. That guy would never have made it on your show because you would have seethed in your hand be going like,
to me, it's like, get to the point.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
I am a type A. There's no question about it.
Man,
and to me, if a story is great, if it's a long story, great. If it's going to be a funny punchline and we can get to the punchline, but... If it's dragged out and dragged out and dragged out, you know what I mean? There's a word for that. What is it? Shaggy dog story or something like that? Whatever it is.
I don't know.
Anyway, the point, you know, to me, it's like, get to the point and let's move on to something else.
Well, I talk fast.
Yeah, you're
may not
fast
be
talker.
Worth anything.
You remember
but
the
I
fast
talk
talkers.
Fast.
Oh,
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a musical group in New York, they came into town. They hit some hits and they wrote to Sweet Fast Talking Jackie and said they wanted me to be on their next album. They'd never heard anybody do the news or whatever it is I did on the show at that point.
Really?
As
no
fast
kidding.
As I did.
Well, yeah. That reminded me of the time that Gary Owens called me up and he said, Dick, I'd like you to be on...
Was his ear cupped with his hand?
Yeah, probably. And he wanted me to be on a show called Real People.
Yeah.
On NBC. It was kind of a... There were like four hosts on the show.
Right.
Wasn't that Sarah Purcell? Was that
one? Yes, Sarah Purcell was,
uh-huh.
was on
a
there.
Picture
yep.
of you.
John Davidson.
With her.
They came through town, and I interviewed them at the train station in Dearborn during a rainstorm. And this was taped by Channel 4, so that was played on the local station here, the interview that I did with her.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, her hair was like beyond belief. She was so wet. She was poured on with the rain. And the mascara was running down her cheeks in the whole shot.
You know, it's hard being a woman because you guys, it's like nothing happens.
That's true.
You look the same.
But Gary Owens had originally called me to be on this Real People show. But the reason he wanted me to be on was that they were going to do a contest called a Fast Talking Disc Jockey Contest. And I said, well, I don't know, Gary. Because I've always felt that I am kind of a fast talker when I want to be. Oh, there's the picture, Gail. I mean, Jackie, just look
picture
at me talk out of the side of my mouth and that
oh,
one.
Oh, stop. You look great.
But anyway, she pulled. Where did you get that picture?
I Googled Sarah Purcell, Dick Purton.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. And that's on the internet.
Yes.
Anyway, she's a very pretty girl. I wonder whatever happened to Sarah.
Yeah, I can find out.
Haven't heard a word about her.
Stay tuned.
Yeah,
look
her up. But anyway, so Gary wanted me to be on the show, fast talking disc jockey thing on Real People on NBC. So I said, well, who else is going to be on? He said, Larry Lujack in from Chicago. And I knew of Larry at the time, and later on met Larry. Great guy. Very talented morning
guy. Was he
fast? Pardon?
Was he fast?
No, not particularly, no. Huh. In fact, I talked to Larry about that at the 2004 induction ceremony of the Broadcasting Hall of Fame and Radio Broadcasting Hall of Fame. And Larry was in the same class as I was in. So we were talking in the lobby of the hotel beforehand. And I said to him, I said, I didn't go to that fast-talking disc jockey contest. He said, I didn't want to be known as a fast-talking disc jockey, which I thought was kind of, you know, ugh. And he said, you made the right move. He said, it was one of the low points of my life.
So anyway, the New York Times there to report?
No, this is in L.A. anyway. But anyway, so there was J.J. Jackson, and there was Ron,
was
the guy
MTV.
From Dallas.
He
Ron, I know original... his name, too.
I think so.
A well-known, very well-known radio guy from Dallas. Ron, I can't think of his name. I'm drawing a blank. He's very, very, very well-known. He's out of the business now. He retired. But anyway,
maybe he's doing podcasts down in Texas.
He probably is, yeah. I can't believe that I've forgotten his last name.
Ron.
But anyway, they did make it, and I did watch the show, and I think J.J. Jackson won. I think it was, it was the fastest talker.
Did they have to affect their voice to go faster, or were they
known as... Well, I think everybody's voice raises if you talk fast, I think, you know.
No, but were they asking you to... do your normal banter, or were they asking you?
No, I think it was something we had to read.
Get a song.
I think it was like
introduce it,
like a phony commercial.
Get to the post in 6 seconds.
Yeah, no, I think it was a commercial or something like that, a phony one, and we had to do it in 30 seconds or whatever, you know. And whoever went the fastest and got it all in less than 30 seconds was a winner.
You know who recently had a birthday? Big name in radio.
Probably quite a few people.
Big name in radio.
Well, who that?
In the past week.
Who?
Radio's best friend.
Oh, Art Volo.
Art Volo.
Yes,
oh,
yes, indeed.
Yes.
I know.
Happy birthday.
And yes, as a matter of fact, Art Volo recently had a party.
Yes, he did.
At his house. And
you're
a number of us were there saying hi. By the way, speaking of not birthdays, but did you see where Mick Jagger's 21-year-old granddaughter just had a baby? Oh, no, was expecting.
Okay.
Now, by the time this podcast is on, she might have had this baby. But that would, I'm not good on this, figuring out.
Having babies?
Where they, no, not at all.
They're not good at birthing babies,
but
are
trying
you,
to figure out where that places him on the spectrum of grandfathers. So.
It's his granddaughter having a baby?
His granddaughter, yes. So Mick would become a what?
He's a great grandfather.
A great grandfather? Not a great great grandfather?
He's not that good. He doesn't take him to the zoo.
Right, exactly.
No, I'm
right.
Trying to figure. All right, so it's his.
He
so there's
be,
Mick.
So his granddaughter.
Mick, then his daughter.
Has a baby. So the grand. So it'd be great.
Daughter.
So it'd be great granddaughter, right? Not two
not great
greats.
Great, no.
Daughter has a baby.
Okay, because so I had one too many.
Yeah. Each generation. Grandfather. 20
yeah.
years. Consider he yeah. got a hit, had a kid at 20. Then, and he had a kid
well,
at 20.
Well, you're getting too complicated now.
No, 20. It's the 20 degree rule. 20 year rule.
Well, I just prefer to say great grandpa was a Rolling Stone. You know
I know
mean?
That I could be at least a grandparent. I'm
yeah.
not.
Okay.
Because of my age.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can be that, my God, people can be 15, 16. And
that's when get I had my first child.
Pregnant, right? And yeah.
And that's
so
why I'm
goes.
Only 30 now.
Now, Cher, who probably thinks or pretends she's 30, said that
he dresses like it sometimes.
I know. Yes. Yes.
Boo,
I know.
Bah, bah, boom.
It was tough to turn down, and I didn't know she was, but invited to perform at the Russian Olympics. Why did she turn it down? Because they have
a Dennis Rodman was already there,
and they have a no. That's North Korea, further east. But anyway, they have an anti-gay policy in Russia. Putin, you know, has got that thing. So that's she said why. She turned it down. Either that or she was worried about her face cracking in the sub-zero temperatures. You know, Russia is kind of a cold country.
Yeah, even plastic has its limits.
And if you show up on stage and don't perform well or don't wear what you're supposed to be wearing well, or something, you could end up in Siberia.
Oh.
You know, Putin doesn't screw around.
No. Better than Kim Jong-un, but you're right.
Exactly right. Now, if we had Miley, what's her name?
Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus up there performing. She'd have to wear some clothing, and I understand she's not fond of that. Isn't she on the cover of Rolling Stone now or something?
Miley Cyrus is, yes. She's supposedly, they say, naked on a wrecking ball because in this new video that she has out for her song, I believe, called Naked on a Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
I think it's just called Wrecking Ball. That's her.
Well,
she's sitting naked
well,
on
Tina
and
Fey was
really
topless on
out.
TV.
Huh?
Tina Fey was topless on TV.
When was that?
Last week.
At the Emmys?
Well,
no, during her promo for Saturday Night Live.
Well, you know, people say they're topless or they're naked.
No, 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 she was, boom.
A promo for Saturday Night Live on national TV?
That's
no,
great.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, if you get a chance to to review what's been on the past couple of weeks.
This is on NBC?
That's correct.
No, they get fined by the FCC for doing that.
No, no, no. She's hosting Saturday. She hosted Saturday okay. Night Live.
Yeah.
The opening episode.
All right.
The previous week, the week including the 26th of September.
Okay. All right.
She did a promo with I think it was Kenan Thompson.
All right. Okay.
Regarding her hostness coming up on Saturday.
Okay. All right.
And she was wearing something or other. I haven't seen it. I read about it.
Well, you haven't seen it.
No, no. Oh, I saw a picture of it, but I didn't watch the promo.
Well.
But it's been on TV. She loses her
her top
jacket.
Yeah.
Her jacket busts out.
Yeah.
Her breasts are exposed, but they, you know how they...
they zig it.
No, they don't. Well, they out of
pixelate
focus.
Pixelate it.
Them. Well, that's what I did, basically, yeah.
They blur them.
Okay.
And she did show them.
Well, yeah, but if it's blurred, then she didn't show anything.
Well, in the live studio, she did.
Well, yeah, but who cares about the live studio? We're talking about the public.
Does a bear shit in the woods when you're not there? Yes.
I believe, to my knowledge, which brings up, of course, Cottonelle toilet. What do they call those things? Towelettes?
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
Yes.
No, but I heard about the pasta. You go ahead.
What's the pasta?
The pasta maker, Barilla.
What about it?
He is an Italian guy. And they have half the Italian pasta market and over 25% of the U.S. market.
Yeah, they're very big. I know.
He
Why? What about
them? Today
him?
On a radio show last night, I would never do an advert with a homosexual family. If the gays don't like it, they can go eat another brand.
Whoa, no
Just
kidding.
Like the chicken filet guy.
Wow. Chicken
filet.
Yeah,
for
I
us, the concept
that.
Of the sacred family remains one of the fundamental values of the company.
Well, you know what? That's fine. And if he's going to suffer the consequences with lack of business, that's his business.
Yeah. Well,
just
I hate to
think
say,
about
but
the pasta parties that the gay houses are going to have to be using
a
different brand.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Mueller's or whatever it's called. My mother used to call it Mueller's. Dick, would you go up, Dickie, would you go up to the store and get me a package of Mueller spaghetti? So I grew up, I thought it was Mueller's. Isn't it M-U-E-L-L-E, whatever it is.
But I think I always heard it as Mueller's. But again, maybe they took the umlaut off or something.
They might have. But talking about Cottonelle, you heard the what's happened with Cottonelle toilet, what do they call them, towelettes?
Yes.
You heard what the deal on that?
Well, I did, that they're causing a problem.
They're causing
correct?
A problem in the sewer system all around the country because the sewer systems were not designed to handle towelettes. They were designed to handle toilet paper. And there's a different consistency to the towelettes than the toilet paper. So
they don't dissolve.
They don't dissolve.
That's right.
So they're coming up against the screen or whatever the sewers are located.
Well, they can't do that. I mean, they can't stop making them. They're very handy. I mean, for babies, you have to have them.
Okay, but I mean, what's going to happen?
Well, kind of like in London.
They'll have
remember
to make them
when
up with...
London ended up with that
yes.
blob of fat and
well,
things
gonna
like
to,
that.
They're going to have to change what they make, the consistency of what they make them with.
Okay.
Or else they can't continue to make them. You can't have the sewers clogged up all over.
Make them out of toilet paper. Problem
there's
solved.
There's an idea. See, now that, you should be a scientist.
Whew.
Speaking of babies, as you were,
yes.
Your baby is now 12.
12.
Charlie is now 12 years old, and I have a question.
Yeah.
Charlie has told me he's an inside boy, not an outside boy.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
He likes to be on the computer a lot, and as opposed to playing ball outside. So
correct.
I personally would rather him do a little bit of both, but that's beside the point. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a new TV set designed for outdoor use. You may not be familiar with this. A new TV set designed for outdoor use. Okay?
Okay.
And I don't know what it's like other than it is a great way, I guess, for moms and dads to get their kids away from computers to get outside,
and
which is healthier.
But you're still watching TV?
Well,
you're
I guess
watching
you are.
TV of woods and grass and lakes. Yes.
Whatever it is, you're outside.
Yeah, you're outside.
So the point is you're outside no matter what you're doing, apparently, which is, you know, healthier and
right.
So forth.
Well, yeah. Hey, if you're interested in going in on a birthday gift with me.
But it's he's 12 years... Well, oh, wait a minute. Now, hold on. 12 years old is when I think I discovered girls at 12. And so it's funny now. You know, to me, okay, well, it's 12, big deal. Okay,
yeah.
That's the way it was.
Uh-huh.
But at least that's how I think it was. But I look at Charlie and my God, he's my grandson. He's 12 years old.
Well,
he can't like girl. I know he liked a girl at school in the last
still
couple
does.
Years, but that was, does he still like her?
From first grade on.
Oh, well.
Anna.
Yeah, Anna. Yeah, she was a pretty little girl. And didn't she move or something like that? Or am I wrong?
She did. Her parents moved. What was so great about her, what I loved about her, was she is not the cheerleader type. She was not like the classic, you know.
Right.
Whatever. She had braces. She had dark brown hair. She looked intellectual. She
Boys
wore glasses.
Boys don't make
and
passes
I
at girls who
that.
Wear braces. You know that this came up the other day because somebody on TV was wearing was braces. The daughter of some famous person had braces on, and I can't remember now who it was, and I said out loud, boys don't make passes at girls who wear braces.
Isn't
and
it Gail, glasses?
Yes, it is. It is. You're right. It is.
The rhyme is not working
it
for
it is glasses. You're right. Anyway, Gail said, what was that?
She didn't laugh.
So I repeated, I must have said glasses, not braces. But anyway, she had never heard that expression before. And my God, I've heard that expression 50 years ago.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's colloquial, you know.
Sometimes it is.
I love that
Look
word.
Look up colloquial. Yeah. But anyway.
I got to show you this one. I have to show Jim. Dad, you've seen this.
Yeah.
Is
it in Grand Theft Auto 5? Because I haven't seen it yet. You know, I bought, you know, of course.
Can I borrow it?
No, I'm sorry. It's just mine alone.
Just
can
go
you
downtown
believe they
Detroit.
Spent over $1 billion were spent on Grand Theft Auto 5 in 3 days?
I think it's actually more than that.
Now it is by this time, but you've got a 13-year-old son. Is he into that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Will you let him have that?
We've been fighting over this for a couple of years because he's wanted earlier iterations of this game. And
good word.
That's a good word, too. Game or iteration?
Oh, I got words galore.
I know you do.
And we've taken a look at it in a couple different ways.
Yeah.
I think he's 13 now, and I think we're going to let him get it.
Oh, okay.
But as far as the violence in games, it's outrageous. If there's a little humor, if there's a little story of some sort to it, they're seeing this stuff on TV anyway, where profanity is there.
Right, of course.
Blood is there. In fact, much more explicit than you can get in a video game. It's just that the video games
are interactive.
No, it's not the interactivity. It's the fact that in order to do anything, you're kicking the crap out of somebody or you're shooting them and you're killing them. And that kind of bothers me. Not that it doesn't happen out here, and maybe that's part of the reason. Well,
some
people would say better to do it in the house than have them do it out in the street.
Yeah, except for sex. You said Grand Theft
for
Auto 5. You were talking about that, and then you said it's okay if there's humor in it, and you're going to allow them to have the game. So is there humor in Grand Theft Auto 5?
Yeah, there is some humor.
There is?
Oh, they're scripted to a T, and they spent probably, you know, $40 million to make this thing.
Okay.
They have professional writers. They have professional.
Well, I'm sure they do.
But there's
humor in there. Well, they have to. Of course, they do.
There's humor. It could be street humor. It might not be the humor you're going to laugh at.
Yeah.
It might not be the humor I'm going to laugh at. But it's humor nonetheless, and it's there.
But
and it's out there.
I got to say,
the reason to get him or allow him to do it.
Well, in mine, 12 years old, and we've been over this with Call of Duty.
Okay.
And I have some sisters who have similar age children
right.
and some younger, and they've been playing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just flat out say no. And you know, in time, that'll maybe when he's 13, that's fine.
Yeah.
As things change. But they, you know, again, not to argue whatever, it's proven. The guy, the Navy Yard shooter, what they said was obsessed with violent video games.
Yeah.
And when I said interaction.
I don't agree with you that
you
it's
were,
proven.
You,
no. Sorry. I'm going along with you to his point. But when you say... Well, this proves
look,
well,
this.
You
look,
know.
If you eat no. if you eat pizza every day of your life for a year, okay, you pretty much wouldn't notice what it tastes like anymore. After a while, it's just the food that's in front of you. There's nothing special about it.
Well,
it's where
that's pizza.
The problem with video games, and when I said interaction, is you have to make the you kill people. You push the buttons. You turn the stick. You do all that. It's
I
interactive.
Know.
You have a hand.
Believe
in the
me,
killing.
I've seen all these games.
I know you have, and I you know, I still like where they
so you them. you're speaking not from actually seeing them.
Yes,
not,
I've seen them at other people's houses. I've seen them in a lot of places.
Well, you've seen the disc or you've actually seen them in action. You've sat
all right, let's work into technical.
With me.
You know, let us
it's
know
not
how
an argument.
Let
it's,
us know how it works out
I'm
with
curious.
Your son. Jim, let's know how let us know how it works out next time you're on the podcast. But see, I'm a simple guy
right.
who likes simple things.
Yes.
Okay? And I mention that because this California guy that I read about the other day says he has figured out how to get prizes out of those, you know, those crab.
The claw.
Yes. The stuff in through toy, the toys, the stuffed toys.
Mm-hmm.
The vending machines that you see like in restaurants or like Denny's has those.
Oh yes,
Denny's has those.
Red Robin, all the restaurants where kids
and the kids love those, and they're tough to get.
Oh yeah,
they're tough to get those animals and those toys out of there.
Right.
So he's figured out a way to do this. And I don't know what it is because he hasn't divulged
it yet. You crawl through the thing where you get
it. Well, to me, you take a club and break the glass. And grab whatever you can and get the hell out of there. You know?
Grand stuffed animal
exactly.
auto. Or
Somebody should
probably
learn
that,
that
from a video game, Dick.
I might have.
Breaking
never
that glass. See, look at that.
Maybe hijack the truck that stocks the machines.
That's right.
There.
You know, stop. Hold the guy up. That's grand theft, too. See how it all ties in together, folks?
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
I don't like the name of the game because it does... elicit a certain
well it certainly does
attitude.
yeah I'm surprised that you're gonna do this, but well let us know how it works out.
He's been promised to do it by the time he's 14. He'll be 14 in four months. So, and by the way, I didn't make the death pact with him.
Okay, well I'm glad to
hear
that.
My wife did, and I step back and I say, you made the agreement. If this leads to him being this way,
a criminal.
I take no responsibility whatsoever.
All right, I want to ask him how this works out. Does he go to Burger King?
No,
he doesn't. Okay, well, if you know anybody,
the French fry.
The new French fry.
It's
the
only
new
$1.
You know. French fry, huh?
It's only $1.
Oh, really? I didn't.
I've seen an ad for it, and actually, I saw it on a menu when I was getting 5 Whoppers for lunch today.
Well, you just said you didn't go to Burger King.
No, you asked if my son went there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. 270 calories for the new French fries, low-fat French fries, versus the usual 340. Well, I wondered how if
200. You say
270.
They look really nice.
I don't like that crinkle cut.
Oh, I love crinkle.
Not
cut.
A fan of crinkle cut.
You know,
sorry,
Buffalo. What you had like the skinny ones in Buffalo, didn't you?
Skinny French fries?
Yeah.
Or
did you have big greasy ones that you pour the vinegar on, like Cedar Point?
Cedar Point. The Crystal thick, Beach in Buffalo, which is kind of Cedar
the
Point
boardwalk.
North.
The steak fry kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Good
stuff.
I was
on the Jersey Shore a couple weeks ago.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Was that? Did you set the fire?
Went to Wildwood. Remember Wildwood Days by Bobby Rydell?
I sure do. Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.
Wildwood, man. What a
crazy town. I just wondered if these French fries have less fat in them. They call, you know what they call them? They call them satis fries.
That's right.
Satis fries.
Which sounds like
to me, they're more
Asia.
Like saturated fat fries. They just shorten that up a little bit.
Sad fat
I don't
fries.
Know. I don't know. So I don't know how they taste.
I'll tell you right now how they do it. It's a smaller portion of the original.
Okay.
They just give you less.
Yeah.
So therefore,
right, exactly.
It's fewer calories.
And one other thing, Jim, that I know that will affect you.
Nothing affects me as much as you do, honey.
There was a survey, a study done. Hangovers are less painful the older you get. Hangovers are less painful the older you get.
I agree with that.
Probably why? Because
I don't feel any pain when I have one.
And other people are just at pain all over their body, so they don't feel the headache, you know?
Compared to
headache,
my knees.
I don't know if you've ever had a hangover.
Oh, I've had a hangover. Sure I have.
Well,
That's why I don't drink. I hate the hangovers. I couldn't stand.
So you'd get one just with a little tippling
after
dinner?
No, it would take two or more glasses of wine, maybe.
Pretty robust,
a couple of beers.
Servings.
When I used to drink beer, I don't drink beer much. Although I did went to Florida last winter, and I did get into beer for a change. Had about 4 or 5 beers.
Yeah, doesn't take. You had 5 beers at a sitting?
No.
Okay.
Over a month's time. I get an occasional beer.
It's a regular Oktoberfest for this guy.
I think that poison booze, alcohol, is poison to my body. That's what I think. I've come to that conclusion. I come from a family of non-drinkers, and my dad didn't drink. Oh, every now and then. Just, you know, I mean, nothing to speak of. My mother was the same way. Yeah, a little glass of wine at church.
Right.
But, and so I really think because I can get a headache quickly. I feel lousy the next day, mildly lousy on two drinks. And if more than two, just lousy.
What people don't realize is, I saw a study on this the other day, is that a serving of wine that would technically count as one drink.
Yes, correct.
Is the tiny little amount. It's 4 to 5 ounces.
Okay.
In the glass. So, but when you go to a restaurant, they give you the big, you know, if they give you the big goblet folded at the top, that can be actually what would be considered 3 glasses of wine.
That's true.
In one glass. So if you had 2 of those, you actually had 6 glasses of wine.
Is that why they charge so much?
By the standards of the way alcohol supposedly...
There's that the thing, the carrot, not Carrotina. What is it called? That was an old wine, an old oil. I used to advertise Carrotina. What is it called?
Logan David?
No, no. There's a name for it, but it's not three glasses of wine. No way. It's one and a half.
I agree with Dick.
Yeah, it's one and a half.
A carafe? Is that what you're going for?
Carafe. That's what I was trying to think of. Carafe.
Well, carafe is one thing. That's not a glass of wine, though.
That's a new breed of animal at the zoo.
Okay. You can argue with me all you want.
No more argument. We're going to wrap this podcast up.
Every time Jim shows up, I end up feeling defensive.
We know when Jim Oak shows up.
Have you been to a restaurant and had a glass of wine?
You're always in an argument with Jim. But you know what? It's part of life.
It is part of life.
And that's why I like to have Jim on the show.
Because
you get into things that you normally would never get into.
Write your congressman, write Dick Burton on dickburton.com. How much that I'm not a good conversationalist.
That's what Jim set out to prove today.
Tell him
on the podcast.
We don't want him on the show. He's too nasty to Jackie.
Too negative.
He's too nasty to Dick, and he brings up stuff.
Wait a minute, you're talking about me. I'm too nasty to Dick.
I'm too nasty.
Oh, you are. Yeah, I thought you were talking about me.
Well, you're not friendly either, but you know, but you got the name on the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the podcast. Jim Oakes has been our guest today.
Love you, everybody.
Have a glass of wine.
Take care of your waiters.
That's right.
We're here all week.
And thanks very much. We'll see you next week here on DickPurton.com. See you, folks. Thank you.